section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Yep, right there. Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, all that. Those are the noises that I usually make when I'm on here, so.
Okay, here
we
go.
Why are you doing so well?
Mm-hmm.
Live from OK, Oklahoma, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Hair Affair, IBWIP News Bulletin, Tales from Retails, Say You, Say Me, and How to De-Stub Your Toe with your co-host, Vitamin D, intern Heather, and me, Locks of Love Jason, and now your host, Blake Clater!
You sometimes scare me when that happens. I don't know. It's the new thing for you. You've only been doing it a few hundred times.
I'll stop.
Used to go Blake Clayton or something cool. Now you're just like,
welcome to the old Blake Clayton.
Jesus. All right. Welcome, everybody, to episode 207 of A Burns When IP. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
That's probably my favorite part of the whole show. We can just stop doing the rest of
it. We should
now.
Do a mega cut or a super cut of all the Amens.
We could become ooh, that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Episode 300.
An amendly?
We could become a madrigal.
Alrighty, folks. That sound right there can only mean one thing. I have to introduce my guests. Normally, I write stuff down. Guess what?
Horace Grant's here.
I didn't.
So, your starting lineup for the IBWIP Bulls.
First. She's lovely. She's talented. She has her hair all on one side of her head, so she kind of looks like Pocahontas. She drove all the way from Bloomington, Illinois. She's got lightning fists of fury. Let's welcome intern Heather.
Hello. I do have lightning fists of fury, but also we can talk about it.
Talk about your fists of fury?
We're willing to discuss, and we're willing to come to mutual agreements in order to create strong bonds that will last a lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Fist.
That's organized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually lost for a second.
She was ready for that.
It was awesome. Yeah, she planned that out. All right, and next, our guest host for this evening. You may have known him from 6 years ago when he was last on. You know what? I'm trying to...
Read his shirt.
You recently... Okay, you have a shirt on that says, Sex, Do It for the Kids.
With a guy holding a child's hand. I'm a dad. I feel I can wear the shirt.
Oh, yeah. You're not a pedophile at all. You recently rode the octopus.
I bet I did.
have an iPhone, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so you took this iPhone on the octopus with you and decided it would be a really good idea while you're spinning around.
I have a strong grip.
To record it.
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I saw that.
It was fun.
Okay. There was somebody with you.
Yes, there was.
What's the first letter of her name?
Oh, I can say her name.
Oh, okay.
Say my name.
Say your
name. When no one else is around.
Yeah, no, her name is Brianna.
All right, let's welcome Vitamin D.
All right.
See, that's my way of kind of just feeling the crowd out.
Yeah.
Very good.
Did you say feeling me up?
And finally, it's the middle of July, but he is cold as ice. He's frisky. He's flashy. He got a shirt for 50 cents at a garage sale. Let's welcome Locks of Love Jason.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey, you know what? 50 cents gets you a shirt. I'm all in.
50 cent?
Time. Just file for bankruptcy.
Yeah, I was going to say, he broke.
File for bankruptcy, what?
You know what? You go to Google and you put in someone's name and then net worth. It said he was worth $50 million, but then he filed for bankruptcy today.
Who?
50
cent.
Curtis Jackson.
I thought he made all that money off that vitamin water.
Well,
they don't teach you good financial planning.
That's right. Not in the hood, my friend.
So he filed for bankruptcy, really?
When you get shot that many times, you have a lot of medical bills.
That's right.
Hey, I just got my credit report not long ago, and that's what it mostly is medical bills.
Sometimes creditors won't look at that.
How do you know?
This one did and said, hey, if you want any help from us, don't be a douche and pay some of your bills. And obviously,
don't get so sick, man.
Yeah, don't be so sick. Why do you act like you're in Canada and like you should get free healthcare?
I wish I had health care.
I wish I had health care.
But I don't.
So everybody's here. This is IBWIP. We promise you laughs. Mm-hmm. We promise you shocking moments. We promise you rhythmic singing.
Ooh.
Mm, okay.
We promise at the end of this hour, hour and a half, you will be a better person.
Exponentially.
Exponentially, says Heather. I don't know what that means, but she's trying to pull
that means
Jason.
Without pants. Stop trying to pull on me.
Oh, I thought.
Why are you pulling me?
Why are you pulling me, man?
Hey.
I thought it meant going hiking.
Hey-o.
All right. Well, let's get this show started.
Let's get it started, right? Let's get it started quickly, as a man once said.
Exactly.
I have a little story. Usually Blake starts off the show with a personal story, but now I, Jason, have a personal story to
awesome.
Tell. I, for the past year and a half, have been working at Tazco Trade Co., which is my small business. It's one of three stores that my brother owns and operates. And we're going to go ahead and close my branch, Tazco Trade
what?
Co.
What? Are you not going to have a job anymore?
I'm working on that. For now, I don't have a job. We're open right now until I get a job. And once I get a job, we're going to be closing the store. Which is fine, because I'm not making enough money. Every once in a while, I joke about how poor I am on this show, and it's a half a joke. I really am pretty poor. So I need to make more money, so I'm going to find a new job. I've already actually got an interview lined up for tomorrow in Springfield, Illinois.
It took me
but it's going
to
be up here.
To get
yeah, no kidding.
What did I do wrong?
It's got the feelers out.
What's the job?
I used to be an assistant general manager at a hotel, and they called me just by complete happenstance on Saturday and said, hey.
Do you want to dance at Deja Vu?
Do you want to dance at Deja Vu in Springfield, Illinois?
Oh, you'd be great. Oh, I saw those moves in the beginning of the show.
I got some YouTube videos to show you. So I am going to interview for that job, which I am the best candidate. That was the last thing I was good at, was being an assistant general manager.
Yeah, I remember we had a conversation off mic one time, and you said that you were good at that job and you liked it.
That was the last job I felt
you had sex
extreme.
With somebody.
I had a lot of sex there. That's not true.
That makes any job better.
That's not true. Okay,
rooms,
I did once.
Easy access to them, though.
That part is true. And there was a little bit of sex, not too much. You work anywhere for 7 years, you're going to have some sex. Am I right, guys?
Word.
How much sex did you have at
wait,
Caterpillar?
In the store?
Caterpillar.
What's that?
Are you talking in-house or just like...
In the hotel.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah.
It's all bedrooms.
That's true.
It's just all bedrooms.
That's true.
It's just like, hey, where do you want where do you?
I was going to say, like, if you work at Goodwill, does that mean, like, you're having sex in the clothes racks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
On the used furniture?
That would be awesome.
I like the round racks where you can just kind of open them up.
Yeah, you just hide in there.
There's a little room in there.
Pop a squat.
That's what I like to think about when having sex, is popping a squat.
This room is perfect. We're popping a squat.
So I'm going to go to Springfield tomorrow, and I'm going to meet with the owner, who's a 70-year-old guy, and... he's a nice enough fellow, but he said, you know, send me your resume. And they say, okay, come down and meet me at my office in Springfield tomorrow. I said, okay. But there's one thing I know about having to get a job, which I haven't had to do in 10 years. I went right from the hotel, 7 years there, 3 years at Caterpillar, and then a year and a half here. So I haven't had to look for a job in probably almost 12 years, actually. So I said, first of all, I have to have all my tattoos removed. And I went and I got them lasered off. You guys know me.
It's tough. You have a lot.
Yeah, it's crazy. Your whole sleeve is gone.
You had like 47 tattoos on your
I had a bunch
body.
Of aggressive piercings that I had to have kind of sealed up.
You didn't have to unseal them. You could have just took them out for a while.
You know, I wish you would have thought of that and told me that before I spent about 12
years. He was the first person I ever saw with an eyelid piercing.
It is not unpainful.
Yeah.
And the last thing is I should probably have a haircut. So,
audible gasp.
Locks my of jaw dropped. Jason has not gotten a haircut in. Oh.
It's been a while.
This would be why you couldn't answer my question like three times when I asked you why you're wearing a hat.
Well, and I know all of you looked at me and you're like, this guy's crazy. He told us that he's wearing a hat today to the show because he's freezing cold, and you bought it. I saw you guys, and you're like, I fucking believe it. Whatever this guy has to say, hook, line, and sinker. Well, guess what? Under this hat lie significantly less hair, and I'm gonna take off the hat right now.
This is exciting.
I'm very excited. Can hold on, how does this hat
get on?
Have
you seen
this? Oh, there we go.
You might need to take the headphones off.
That's true. Thank you. All right, here it is.
I wish I had a drum roll.
And you know what's kind of sucks too? Because thank you. She put gel in my hair, and it looked good, but now I'm gonna take it off, and it's gonna be fucked up. But anyway, here it is. Right.
This is amazing. Hey! He's back to normal.
Wow.
Cute Jason is back on IBWIP.
I'm a human being again.
That's all awesome. The hair was really hiding your true nature.
That's right.
Do you feel lighter?
Yeah, I actually
your
saved
neck
all
can
the
get
hair.
Tan now.
Yeah, hold that's, on. That's, well, I have the question to end all questions.
Hair affair.
Did you donate the lock to Locks of Love?
Locks of Love for Locks of Love.
You know what? That was my first. There's a place next to Tasco Trade Co. that my daughter goes to, and they do haircuts, and they do a lot of fun makeup and photo shoots. It's called Special Effects, and this woman, Wendy, hangs out with my daughter. She doesn't have a daughter of her own. She loves hanging out with my young girl and putting makeup on her and just kind of having fun in there. So she's the first person
she
I
probably
thought
loves
of.
That, too.
This is not the bar.
This is no, that's the other direction.
Okay, all right.
My daughter hangs out in a bar most days. Right.
And someone puts makeup
with
on
Gary
her in the bar.
Right. And she throws garbage up on the roof.
That's right.
She gets the quarters for the video poker machine.
Little beer wench walking around selling cigars.
Cigarettes?
So Wendy cut my hair. She's the first person I thought of. And I've totally lost track. Now, what was the question?
I asked about Locks of Love.
Okay.
Where is your hair?
That's right. I talked to her. I said, you know what, Wendy? Well, first thing we need to do is Locks of Love. We need to contact them for real. That's my namesake. Let's give back. So we looked at it. We Googled it. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Called the number. I said, hi, Locks of Love. This is Locks of Love. Yeah. I'd like to donate my Locks of Love. And they said, you know what? We've cured cancer. We've got enough hair.
Wow.
We've cured
awesome.
Cancer. Yeah. And there's no need for it. So I said to Wendy, I was like, what do I do with all this hair? I hate to just, I mean, what do you do with it? She said, I throw in the garbage. I was like, it's a waste.
A waste.
Oh, I... Mm-hmm.
It was. It's.
I've got
why would
ideas,
you waste?
But I want to hear where he's going with this.
That's bird nest.
It is. Yeah. Or people put it in their gardens to keep pests away. That's it's a,
deer.
It's a deterrent.
It
deer,
will deter
right.
deer.
Or I call them dur.
Dur.
Whatever you. So
that's
I said
the plural form.
I said, Wendy, that
woot to doot to do
woot to doot to do that just won't stand, Wendy. We need to do something different.
I missed it. And, damn it! And so, you even gave me the woot to doot to do eye.
So
I'm even wearing my hat.
It was a long haircut, too, because she tried different lengths. I said, I want it to be a modern haircut. I want it to kind of look professional. But if I can keep some length, that's fine. And I just have a fat head. I just have a fat fucking head. And nothing fits on it. So it's like, we got to just trim it down. Mm-hmm. And I said, "So that hair's coming with me."
Oh!
The hair!
Merkins for everybody.
Here before you.
Oh, should I clap? I didn't know you were clapping for hair.
It's a 1 gallon bag. I'd say respectably about 25% full if it were to be expanded to its full potential.
Are we getting this on camera?
There's going to be some happy people at Christmas time because we're going to send out care packages with
right, whenever
with
you
hair.
Get a free koozie, you also get an ounce of
that
Locks
is
of Love hair.
Not far from what I suggest. I think we should have a contest. And we can give away my hair to people
so
that
too.
Want to. That want
I think
it.
So too.
I love it. We could tie it like individually in like little ribbons.
Little ribbons, mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get to pick the color ribbon.
Oh
you
yeah,
want.
Or rubber band if that's your thing.
If that, yeah. So, folks, at the middle of the show when we do the between the songs contact info, pay attention, please. Write down all the contact information. Contact us, and you too can own a bit of history.
Right. By the end of the show, we'll come up with a contest. I don't want to do it right this second. You know, people can need to listen to the end of the show, and we'll come up with something interesting. So, gosh, it's official. We're
it looks like a toupee in a bag. Like it looks
like Stan from the Golden Girls had that toupee.
For people that don't know, I really do. I am in my early 30s, and I'm not receding in my hair at all. It's not thinning. I'm glad, but it's extremely thick. She was going at my hair for like about 30 minutes solid. And I have a shit ton of hair in this bag, and I am ready to. I'm at the ready.
Now I just got a haircut today too. It not nearly as impressive as yours.
Yes.
And it only been like a month since mine, and I was couldn't believe
too.
How much.
We have a nice beard going most of the time, so I can imagine how much hair you can produce on your head as well.
So are we going back then back to cute Jason?
I will leave that to you and the fans.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to have to be part of the contest.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Rename
Jason.
Yeah, and you too. If you win, then you can get
that's
some.
That's great.
Rename Jason. That's
new era.
A new era of Jason.
And I.
He was Fly Ninja Jason. He was cute Jason. He was Locks of Love Jason.
Locks of Love
for
no more.
100 episodes.
Flannel Fabio.
Now you can own a Lock of Love by renaming Jason.
Now he's garage sale shirt Jason.
Yeah.
50 Cent.
You might win
the
it.
New 50 Cent.
Wow. There you go, buddy. You won it. It's all you.
That is big, big news, but I believe
I can
Heather
stroke it and
always
it.
Has bigger news.
Oh, I have big news.
So So before we do the news, I know the one person. Jason, can you name the happiest person that you got your hair cut?
My mom.
My mom.
Your mom. Oh.
My mom is always like, I love him. He's so funny, but his hair looks ridiculous.
Is she still dating that guy?
My dad?
Yeah, your dad.
I think they're still going well.
Okay.
All right, Heather, give us some IBWIP news.
All right, let's get some news. So first up, we have a fun animal story. We have a Toronto raccoon given loving memorial because Canada, eh?
Canada Day.
Slow down. Oh, a Toronto
sorry.
What?
A Toronto raccoon was okay. given a loving memorial because Canada.
This was awesome.
You so thought it's great.
I put it on. I put it on my Facebook.
Maybe
page.
That's where I got it.
It may be. I may have influenced
just
this story.
Just stealing stories off everyone else.
Wow. I have not seen this.
This is a tag team collaboration.
Well, here we go. A tweet to 311 Toronto, which is the city of Toronto's Twitter page, notified them of a dead raccoon lying. Okay, dead on a sidewalk, which is a little.
That's where they are
redundant.
Usually.
If I'm going to be a dead raccoon, the sidewalk's where I want to be because you're not in the road. I don't want to be a dead raccoon in the road because I'm going to get
thoughtful.
Ran over.
Oh.
And I don't want to be in the yard because then nobody's going to see me. And you know what I mean?
You want to be, you know,
right
have
sidewalk.
Your yeah, have your
it's
death
like,
be public.
Right. It's public, but it's not dangerously public. In the,
yeah,
like, in
please
the
take care of my body in a respectful manner without running over with your vehicle.
Right. And these people did.
Oh.
So before animal control could respond, a small shrine was created around the small animal, including a photo of a raccoon and
so
a rose placed in the raccoon's dead arms.
What was placed
and
in
a cigarette.
A rose. They, I didn't see the cigarette.
It was either a cigarette or a joint was in
terrible.
Its left paw.
It had one of those Dollar General roses like placed into its little dead arms.
There was somebody brought a cardboard box that said they wanted to provide something to bury it in. And the donations could be placed in this so the garbage panda could have a proper burial.
Garbage panda.
Garbage panda. Yeah.
I think people in Toronto have way too much time on their hands.
They've run out of problems.
There was
they
a
love
local,
animals.
A
dude,
local politician got involved, and he was like sending out tweets and stuff. It was great.
I was joking before, but they are out of problems. If the local government's like, you know what, let me take a look at this dead.
Well, isn't that where that crackhead guy was from?
Rob Ford?
Yeah.
Toronto. He was the mayor of Toronto.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
right there.
Trickle down effect. Hey, thanks a lot, Reagan.
Yeah, he even became a candlelight vigil.
What is going on?
It lasted all afternoon into the evening to where they...
I know, right? Animal control, where the fuck are you?
Yeah, how long does it take animal control to get there? I mean...
I think at some point they were like, now it's
now it's cute.
That was my question, though, because animal control...
Contract.
Like, locally here, the local government takes care of that. The city comes by and they scrape up the shit, you know, the dead animals, and they... throw it out. Canada has considerably higher taxes than the United States. Where's their government action at when it's time to pick up a dead body?
And I believe that was the original reason that someone put a tweet out there to the 311 Toronto.
It's like, hey,
was like,
yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Like, let's do something about this.
Yeah.
They're probably on a moose call. There was like a dead moose, and that takes
makes
like
sense.
Hours.
Oh,
like,
you gotta chop that shit up right
oh,
there.
I watched those I watched that show where those the forest rangers of like Maine.
Yeah.
They're right there on the border of that in Canada, and the stuff they have to go through
they're
with these
massive.
Mooses.
They're huge.
They are huge. They're
Mises to pieces.
Mises to pieces. They're huge, and it's very troublesome, and then they're always trying to catch people who are trying to trap them and stuff to shoot them. So maybe this raccoon, the level, you know, it was like moose, child,
squirrel.
Raccoon,
moose,
squirrel.
Moose squirrel.
Right, I bet raccoons are pretty low. Pretty low on the totem pole.
But you guys have all seen that, right? Where you're driving down like a main street, maybe it's where you go to work every day, and then you see an animal like two, maybe 3 days in a row. It's not a deer, but it's, you know, it's like a big squirrel or something.
Yeah, yeah.
My dream has always been in a big intersection where everyone sees it, take a photo of it, take the photo down to Kinko's, make a lost sign like you lost your pet, and then hang it up around the intersection, and then, because people would see it, and they'd be like, oh, that dead animal, and it's funny to me when I think about it.
Well, you always see those pictures of, I think it's a raccoon, they always put the get well soon balloons and stuff on it on the side
oh,
of the road.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's happening in
Vegas.
Happens all the time.
Look this up on Google. But yeah, they'll get one of those Mylar helium balloons, and it says, like, get well soon, and they'll, like, tie it to its paw.
Oh, yuck.
So on the side of the road, there's, like, a dead animal. With
it's like
balloon.
Really tough helium, so his arm is, like, lifted. <Yeah. laughs>
It's worth going to the dollar store and getting one of those. Yeah. You mention it.
That's called the Webster effect, when he starts to drift away.
Right.
The opening credits.
Ooh.
Well, congratulations, Toronto. You're better than the United States.
Way to go, Toronto. We've got another story.
Way to go.
Less exciting. Toronto. You actually sent me this one, and there is a fun there's a fun twist at the end of the story.
Ooh,
in fact.
Boy.
Yes.
We're going to Shyamalan this shit.
So, a man was fired from McDonald's for dropping his mixtape, Tales from a Real N-Word, into kids' Happy Meals.
Oh, okay.
So, the picture of this African-American was like, do you remember on the movie Friday, like the crack guy who had like his hair was all
little braids
like,
or something? Or little,
yeah, but it was all sticking up everywhere. Yeah. It wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this guy looked like. And it was like a mugshot of him. And then like it had like the picture in inside the picture inside was like his and then like the big picture like the profile picture would be like this Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so
did he was he an employee?
He was an employee. And
okay,
he was
this makes
because,
much more sense
and
now.
He replaced
just some guy.
I thought it was some random
some courier.
And he didn't even
window.
Add it. He replaced the toy.
Oh.
He lied.
So he was like
dirty
playing
teeth,
with all the you know.
Right, he's like this
all
kid,
the toys at home.
Yeah, this kid don't need that Nerf gun,
yeah.
Little Nerf disc gun they have now.
Mm-hmm. That Shrek toy.
My motherfucking mixtape.
Yeah. Was it a CD?
Tales
demo.
From the
yeah.
Real
it
N-Word.
Was, it was
yeah, mixtape,
okay.
Yes. Mixed CD, excuse me.
No, it was like a demo, right?
Yeah, his demo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny because like if it was an actual cassette tape, like no one would have the means to play it. So then he'd have to start like giving everyone cassette players too.
Oh, that'd be
the hey, man, cassettes are
bag.
The new vinyl.
They go to Tasco Trade Co.
The hipsters are jumping on the cassette bandwagon now because vinyl's getting too popular.
And it's not cool anymore.
It's not cool enough. You
it's not
gotta
pretentious
listen.
Enough.
You gotta listen to cassette mini discs are next.
Well, there was
laser discs. Remember, you're like halfway through a movie and you gotta take out this big, huge fucking laser.
It's the size disc. Of a medium pan pizza.
Yeah, my brother had one. He's like, these movies are awesome. I'm like, I gotta get up in the middle of it.
True.
Don't
that.
Scratch
like,
it.
Don't use arm strength to change your DVD
right.
Or whatever you're calling it.
Triceps. Really work up your triceps.
Laser
yeah.
Disc.
Laser disc.
You ever see one?
It's like a record, but it was it looked like a CD.
It was
all shiny, like a CD, like a compact disc.
Does it come in a
disc.
Thing that you're not supposed to
it
open?
It came in a sleeve.
Did you see
like
those
a
at
record?
Tesco?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I saw them blown up,
right,
but yeah.
We had moved. I had never seen those before, but it was kind of like that. But they were just by themselves, like a record. Like you pull it out.
I had some people bring them into the store thinking they were records, and I was like, yeah,
I
got this
yeah.
Tombstone LP.
Yeah, it was like it was a Star awesome. Trek movie. I don't know if they thought it was the soundtrack. Like, yeah, put that on your turntable.
You should have put it on a
turntable. I don't want to ruin my turntable.
That's funny.
See, this is the most pristine sound.
Yeah.
You really got to get
right.
down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened to this fellow?
Well, first off, we have a quote from one of the mothers. Sarah Platt said that she put it in her car, assuming it was for a child. Instead, what she heard was completely inappropriate and I quote, the weakest set of bars she had ever heard.
Ooh. Here's my thing is...
Snap!
They didn't show what the album cover looked like for his demo, but I'm sure he put the name of his name or the name of his demo,
give
which
out,
was called...
Right, who puts the end, like...
They put Kids Bop
Tales
stuff
from
in
a real
Happy Meals.
Yeah,
you
Tales
wouldn't
from a real...
put that.
Right.
In,
oh, like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and put this in my car because you never know.
Oh, this is going to be so.
Oh, the new Cannibal Corpse
expansive.
Album. Yeah,
right,
the kids will love it.
I'm all over that.
So
he's not making wise decisions as we speak.
Fun twist to the story. The whole story's false, and instead it was a man selling heroin, and this is just a pretend story that someone made up to parody it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
I saw the name, like the website it was from was like Huzler, Huzle, and so it made me question. I was like, I think that means.
So
Hustler.
I gave you false news.
You gave me false news stories, but it provided a hilarious amount.
So the guy put heroin in Happy Meals?
Yeah, a man. Well, it was a little bit different. So
that's
the,
horrible.
Yeah, the actual
that's
story
worse.
Is really fucked up.
You probably have to order it a certain way, right, though?
Yeah, it's someone comes up to the drive-thru and says a certain keyword that he
right.
has, and then they put the heroin
oh,
in there.
Oh, they're like, I want extra apple dippers, yo.
Yeah, something that no one asked
nobody
for.
Wants extra
Justin,
apple dippers at McDonald's.
Why do you just assume that they would say, I want extra apple dippers, yo? Are you saying that only
yeah, that's
black
pretty,
people do crack?
Well, crack isn't
it
the same
crack,
thing as
heroin.
It
was
heroin.
Heroin.
I should have said bro.
I'll have
that
you
are you just assuming that white
dippers.
Surfers
apple dippers.
Do heroin?
You racist.
I'm trying to keep him in line. I had the right.
It's tough. It's really tough.
That's you gave me that dirty look last 2 weeks ago when I was talking about the flag. You were like, mm-hmm, really? Just keep go ahead and talk. Keep talking, Blake, because I'm about to tell you what's up. No.
I've had to have so many more conversations about that shit. Oh my god, like, the amount of rage posts that I've made on Facebook to people.
You should be.
It's worth it too. It's all worth it. Right?
It really fucking feels.
Instead
worth
of that,
it.
What you
people
should
don't
just
get it, and they
you trolling.
I'm not trolling. They're idiots, and they need to be told what's going on.
You should have just you should have just sent them a link to the show and said,
"That's
you know
what I should have done."
Oh yeah.
Okay.
You can hear the
now.
You
know
hear what's really going
enough
on.
Said,
and
right?
No one's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Real
want another news story?
Yeah, sure. One
more. All right, I have a follow-up to something we talked about before. Yes. We were
We've
talking about...
Follow-up? She's really good. She's like almost too good at this.
What can
suspiciously
I say?
Suspiciously good.
It's like I want to be a journalist or something. I don't think I want to, but... Okay, so what's it like to be invisibly significant? So this is a very ambiguous title that doesn't give you anything. But, so we talked about significant others...
Yep.
That or this app that you could have a significant other and it would prove to your friends. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It would send you text messages and.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. I remember.
Well,
I was on that show.
Yeah. It wasn't mm-hmm. an electronic thing. It wasn't like a computer generated. No, it was real people. And so we had that story about the invisible girlfriend boyfriends and they had an article about it. It was crowdsourced to people. And all you need to do is take a 40-minute test about grammar answers or grammar and then answer text within 5 minutes and no sexting. Those are the three rules.
And so that's how you got the job is being...
That's how you got the job. You got to take a 40-minute grammar test.
Oh, I could do that. No problem.
Probably pass right. That. Maybe. I'd be doing pretty good.
Did you ever see that movie with Joaquin Phoenix called Her?
He
wrote the letters. I was like, I could do that job.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
if that was real, I could kill it.
Oh, no, he
that.
Wrote letters. Yeah, he actually wrote letters. And, like, all he did was talk. Like, the computer did it in all different kinds of, like, cursive and different styles
fancy
of writing
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And they just had six personalities. So they would be given their assigned name, age, and then one of six personality types. Examples that they had were cheerful and outgoing and adventurous.
Not me.
Yeah. You had to be upbeat. The whole, like you had to be upbeat.
Blake,
about
if you
what about drunk
girlfriend?
And abusive? Was that one of them?
I wonder if anyone
that
specifically
would be
was
more
like,
believable.
I want them to be a little biting.
Yeah. For,
right.
for some people
be
like,
cutting.
Dude, okay. We get, you know, that's
right,
why
like,
we
no one's
going
to believe that anyone's that nice to you.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
Blake, if you had a fake girlfriend, if you decided to get on this app, what kind of fake girlfriend would you want?
She would need to be Asian, have Asian culture.
Implied.
Asian blood in her.
Mm. What does that have to do with your fake girlfriend? It's on a text message, man.
She
has to talk about Asian
things.
This
is his fantasy.
Okay, sorry. Apologies, I don't mean to...
She just talks about, like, Szechuan.
Yeah, she's just Peking duck. Why you
peanut
do,
chicken.
Lots of emojis.
Exactly. What you do today? I played Super Mario Bros. All day long.
Very good.
Accents are good on text messages.
It's just spelled differently.
A lot of hello.
Just one that would say, it's okay. It's going to be okay. Or
so an encouraging Chinaman.
Yeah, an encouraging Chinaman.
Oh, I like
that's good.
That.
I like,
that's beautiful.
I like that.
What
too.
Would you ask for, Jason?
Just someone... has no self-esteem, easily manipulated, sparse text messaging, just, you know, doesn't get back to me right away, maybe...
Doesn't follow the five-minute rule, then.
Right, does not follow the five-minute rule. One who's, you know, blatantly ignorant to my needs, I think.
So basically, like the last three women you've dated...
That's all I know, Blake. That's all I know.
It's time to break the cycle.
Dustin, do you have any...
Oh, jeez, I've got no... No.
Yes, Dustin.
What
are you looking for?
Your fake girlfriend?
You had a fake
girlfriend?
Yeah,
the one I took on the octopus that's fake. What?
Is she?
Huh?
So she's your girlfriend?
Hold on, does she think you're her girlfriend? Or
no, it's we're exclusive.
Wow!
Way to go, you and Brianna.
The crowd loves it.
That was a really loud cheer. I'm
sorry. Yeah.
The crowd loves your monogamy.
Yes.
Monogamy. Yeah.
Vitamin D found a keeper. So.
Oh,
you are mono e mono. Yeah.
That's so cute.
Happiness.
Yeah.
How much did it say how much they would pay? That job paid?
No.
No? All right.
Well, at least I don't remember.
Thank you very much, Heather. Always a pleasure having your news.
It is a pleasure to do it.
All right. This is what people like to listen to, some music, and this is the Honky Tonk Hustlers. I'm bringing it back old school. Honky Tonk Hustlers with South of Nashville.
It's allergy season, and I'm checking the pollen index daily to avoid itchy eyes. And I'm starting to think that IBWIP is a popular allergy, That's why so many people avoid it.
Well, I was born way down in Dixie, round about a 9:30. Ever since then, I've been raising hell, and man, I'm feeling fine. 'Cause I do things how I want to, and I ain't ever gonna change. Some folks think I'm alright. Some folks think I'm strange. Gotta get out on that road. No, ain't no looking back. Can't nobody tell me how I'm supposed to act. No matter where I go, still gotta pay them bills. So I just keep on staying here, just south of Nashville. And then people try to tell me just what they want me to be. But I don't listen to what they say. It don't make a damn to me. They won't give me no respect. All they wanna do is drag me down. Makes me wanna pack up all my stuff and get the hell on out of town. Gotta get out on that road. No, ain't no looking back. Can't nobody tell me how I'm supposed to act. No matter where I go, still gotta pay them bills. So I just keep on staying here, just south of Nashville. Sober, and they don't like me when I drink. So I just keep on trying to do the best I can. Living my life with no regrets is the kind of man I am. Gotta get out on that road. No, ain't no looking back. Can't nobody tell me how I'm supposed to act. No matter where I go, still gotta pay them bills. So I just keep on staying here. So I just keep on staying here, just out in Nashville.
I like that one. I like it a lot. Hey, guys. Locks of Love, Jason. Well, I don't know.
Oh, it's just automatic.
You're in a dilemma.
Yeah. You're going to have to really watch that.
Regular hair guy Jason here for IBWIP. I just got a normal head of hair just like everybody else. I want to say that every time that we get together to record this show, it gets better and better. We get more and more in sync with each other and more in line with each other's vibes. But if you want to put this show over the moon, really fine-tune it and make it the best possible version of itself, contact the show at blake@IBWIP.com. or on Facebook, or directly at IBWIP.com, and leave us a comment, suggestion, or even ask us questions. We're always looking to for ways to make the show even better for you, and subscribe to IBWIP in iTunes and YouTube under PiaVision to see sneak previews and vape reviews. We got a lot of vape reviews out there. Enjoy the rest of the show, everybody.
And make sure you your email for the contest.
Yeah.
Rename Jason.
Blake@IBWIP.com.
Hashtag rename Jason.
Hashtag.
Do it on Twitter if you want.
We're going to get official hashtags.
Hashtag rename Jason.
Right. Hashtag rename Jason. Somebody write that down because I'll forget.
I need a name.
Twitter us your thoughts at IBWIP and then hashtag rename
Jason. Can I just throw out a couple adjatives for people maybe to give them a hint?
Nope. I don't want you because I don't want our listeners to be considered lazy. Let them think of it on their own.
And listen to every episode ever that ever. Jason was a part of.
You could win an autographed photo.
Piece of hair. Oh, I'm sorry.
Of Locks of Love, Jason.
Yeah, you can't sign a piece of hair. That'd
no.
Be before and after. A before and after photo with a lock of love.
I forgot to mention that my brother did join me for the haircut, and there was a lot of photos and videos we're going to put on the website and on Facebook and all that. Wherever videos and photos can
be seen. We'll do it.
I will save all of the ones that Kevin puts on the internet. All
right.
We will definitely put a promo video of the whole ordeal on our YouTube page, Pia Vision. Hey, folks, right now I am wearing my Shocker eLookWood shirt. I guess you can't see it, so they're probably not going to pay me the $8.
And I just got mine, and I'm very excited.
It's awesome.
Is your shirt going to talk? It looks like it was going to talk.
Hello. No, that's my belly. Microphone. That's my belly. That's my Santa Claus belly. Shocker eLookWood, RockyTopVapor.com.
Have we discussed that the pinky is dripping?
No, we haven't discussed the pinky.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, the pink.
I noticed it.
I got the other shirt, so I haven't really seen that.
Get your wick wet. So,
real
you
wet.
Would think the other ones. Never mind.
I was gonna say, right? Where that pinky
I don't
has
know
been.
If that really says about a good bowel movements. More fiber for them, too.
I had
not
to take
just
it there.
Blake.
Loose stool.
Mm-hmm.
But RockyTopVapor.com, ShockerEliquid.com, they are our sponsor. 20% off of items in their store. Just use promo code IBWIP20. That's 20. And take advantage of that. Let them know that you heard about them on our show.
It's nothing to shake a fist at. That's a lot of savings.
Hey.
I couldn't shake a fist at it if I wanted to.
Try it. Try to right now.
Try it. Watch. Here, hold on.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Horrible.
You couldn't do it.
Shake harder, son.
I also want to say that I was recently interviewed on Inky Boar's Tattooed Radio Show on Silent Storm Radio. And so we will put the link to that show reel.
Your old stomping grounds.
My old stomping grounds, Silent Storm Radio. They said, hey, old man, we're trying to give a dog a bone here. No, but John had me on. He's the one that did my peacock tattoo.
Nice. Oh, very nice.
Peacocks don't.
I don't think that's the noise they make.
Good reaction time, though. Good reaction time.
And so he had us on talking about the show, Inside and Out, promoting the new podcast.
Very cool.
We're getting a lot of people's interest in it. There's a lot of artists that are interested in it. So much that I can't keep up with the schedule.
Awesome.
So right now, I'm trying to do release an episode once every 2 weeks. The first one, of course, was James Honeycutt, then Josh Morningstar. Episode 3 will be coming out on the 14th, which will be the Tuesday. Couple days ago.
Yep.
Lou Shields was on, and we're also really excited about our release on July 28th, which is Ray Vietti from the Harm Brothers. There's a song called "Greetings from Mardi Gras," and I love the song. And it's super. It's an older song of theirs. So when I message,
I know they've been played on here before,
right? And when I messaged him, I'm like, oh, he's not going to want to talk about a song that's like 5 or 6 years old. He was like, oh yeah, I got a great story. And he goes through the song, like the whole song. He goes through the whole song.
You sent me a text right after the interview. You were so excited about
it. It was probably one of the top 5 interviews ever. Like, it was just super, super cool.
Check them out. How much is that? It's like $5 a show for an interview?
It's $0.
Say what?
It's $0. Just go to our good iTunes and search the song Inside and Out. We put a link on that as well. Subscribe to it. That way, it'll just come to your phone or come to your device, and you don't even have to worry about, when's the next one coming out? And I don't want to miss one of them.
Don't even worry about it.
Or you can we do release them on the IBWIP feed, but also Stitcher. It's on Stitcher or any of the podcast apps for your Android. Definitely check out this new show. Definitely subscribe to it. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you're enjoying it. And you know what? We have an email address.
Email address. What is your email address?
What's email?
Email address for the song Inside and Out.
Ah.
And it is the song Inside and Out at yahoo.com.
I like it.
All one word.
All one word.
No capitals.
No capitals. No punctuation.
People who think there's capitals in emails can go away.
Get over it.
So send me, if you're somebody in particular, an artist you want to have on the show, or there's a specific song you want to hear about, definitely shoot me a text or email or something. Just let us know. We will get them on. So super excited about that, and we'll be right back with more good time, I think.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest. I got gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol. Well, you know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white, with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night, just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job, I'm a highway patrol. Shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack, cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm a highway patrol, a highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
And that was Highway Patrol by Junior Brown.
Junior Brown. I went old school for these two songs for this episode.
I like old school.
Taking it back to the old school, because I'm an old fool.
Who's so cool?
Oh, I thought that was like freestyle for a second. I was like, get it.
No. She's too young.
She thinks every rap that we do is freestyle.
I just think you guys are the coolest.
So much.
All right, stop. These
guys are the collaborate.
And listen.
I know that one. You guys are the coolest.
Because you can.
I listen to
and
that.
You can, you won't, and you
and
don't
stop.
Funky Fresh, I am, and I always can. Freak Nasty. All right, here we go.
I put my hand upon your hip when I dip you, dip we dip.
Dippy dippy dip.
Fun
dip. The Cult of Rump Shaker. Anyway, Dustin, it's glad to have you back. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And I'm sure now that you're exclusive, we'll hardly ever see you. That seems to be whatever that happens.
I always have time for my IBWIP family.
He's still inclusive, even though he's exclusive.
There we go. Now she's freestyling.
Yeah.
You're the coolest.
All right, well, we have a brand new segment. Dustin has his first... Finally, after what, a year and a half?
Not a year and a half.
It's been about a year and a half, right?
No, it hasn't even been a year yet. It just seems like I've always been here. Like I've just always been a part of the show.
That's right.
Well, Dustin,
that's a beautiful quality to have.
I know. Yeah. I just kind of worked my way in.
I feel as though you're like home. You're
thanks.
Like you're like an apple pie made by my grandmother. Speaking of which,
oh no, not grandma.
Hey, grandma. Yeah, Dustin's not here.
This is not my new segment. This is not Tales from My Grandma.
Grandma, you know that apple pie that you make that makes me feel so good?
Oh, boy.
When I put my penis in it.
Well,
anyway, here's Dustin's brand new segment. What's it called? Tales from Retails.
Hit it!
All right, so as everybody knows, Dustin works, owns, not owns.
I don't own. I'm a manager.
You're the manager.
Long-time manager. Long-time employee.
First-time caller?
No. I call all the time.
Okay. So a lot of times Dustin posts funny little bits on his Facebook page about customer interactions.
Yep.
So I said, Dustin, you got to start writing these down. He says, no, just on my phone. It's fine. So Dustin's going to read us one of his interactions, and we'll kind of discuss it, and we'll do a couple of these.
Yeah. Okay, so this is an oldie but a goodie. Where it's an oldie where I come from.
Johnny be good.
Yeah, you know. So yeah, this happened about 7 years ago. I'm just going to read what I wrote here. One day I was working at the previous location, which was next to McDonald's. We have since moved. The store had a lot more room in it, and on this particular day, a young girl of about 7 to 8 was taking full advantage of that. Along with her mom and her older brother, they came in to do some shopping, and while the brother looked around, the girl decided to turn the store into her personal playground. I'm sure you deal with this at your store a bit. Yep. So, you know, running around, climbing under the racks, being loud, just typical out-of-control kid behavior. So the mom keeps giving her empty threats the whole time that I knew she would never follow through on. And at one point, she quickly darts behind the 18 and over area.
Ooh.
That's where the pipes and porn are.
And that's where you can get in trouble if she's found back there.
Exactly. I have to card everybody that goes back there as long as I know they're younger than me. Like, Heather, I'd probably card you.
Oh,
you know, so
aww, thanks.
Did that little girl have her card though?
No, she did not. She did not. So I see her mother is completely oblivious that she's back there, and I have to go and tell the kid that she can't be in there. It's not appropriate. So before I even get to that part of the store, she starts yelling loudly, "Hey Joey, you should come back here. There's naked women." And I tell the kid she needs to get out, and the mom again starts giving her empty threats. And the girl just continues running around, climbing under the racks and all that shit. So the brother, who was very well behaved, probably had a different father. he's super quiet. He finds what he wants, comes up to the register to check out. So while I'm ringing him up, his sister hops up. We have these security, like metal detector things, sure, by the front door for shoplifting. She hops on one of those and starts, like, wrapping her arms around it and, like, rocking it back and forth. These are expensive pieces of equipment. And she's treating it like a playground toy. And I tell her to stop doing that because those are very expensive. And they're not – that's not what they're for.
Right. Her mom could afford to replace those, right?
Right. So her mom yanks her down off of it. And I finish the transaction, hand the kid his change, his CDs.
Oh my.
And after dealing with this family for about 20 minutes, I've – had enough. I'm glad they're leaving. I'm glad we got some money out of it.
What did they buy, can I ask?
He was in the metal section, so he was, you know, probably buying some Central Illinois white boy. No, not that. Like, I would say probably Linkin Park Papa Roach, you know, like that kind of stuff. And so it's like through gritted teeth, because I'm nice to everybody that comes in the store.
You're very friendly.
I greet everybody. I make sure they've all been asked if they need help.
Touch
it's
their
like
balls.
Your job or something.
Yeah, touch exactly. So,
oh, yeah.
So
oh, that's just when I go in.
Yeah.
So, he's like, I've got your comic book ready.
I do.
Wink, wink.
Turn your head and cough.
I force a smile, and I'm like, have a nice day. And they walk out, and we had a little foyer area that it was like you went through one door, and then you went through another. Well, they all go through the first door. And as they're walking out the second, the little girl pops her head back in. And she goes, "You too, faggot."
Oh.
No, and she doesn't.
She did.
Oh.
I'm standing there astounded.
That's what she learned behind the curtain.
I'm completely flabbergasted. I'm like, did that really just happen? And all I can muster up is just, nice.
But to be fair, 7 years ago you were gay, or at least questioning.
I was married.
You're okay.
So basically, you were gay.
Yeah. So yeah, this happens. The mother hears it. Cue to her grabbing the little girl's arm and yanking her outside, much like a Looney Tunes character getting a hook around the neck and yanked off screen or something. And I can hear shouting from outside, and I'm just still standing there trying to figure out what happened.
Oh, that's and your sexual
crazy.
Identity. Oh,
I know.
My God.
Getting called a faggot by an 8-year-old girl. I had.
It's a bad day.
I had a 7-year-old, 6 or 7-year-old at that point, and I could not imagine her even knowing that word.
Right. Garrett's 9, and Eli's 7, and I can't see them using it in even using the word at all. But or even remotely in the right context. You know what I mean? And this brings up one of my biggest pet peeves and something that I, as a father, my mom and like we're out in public or something, she thinks I'm too hard on the kids. Even Molly sometimes, like, you know, because like Eli likes to touch everything because he gets that from his mom. When she goes into a store, she touches everything as she goes by, you know. And I just, it drives me nuts because I don't want to be that lady. I don't want to be that lady at all. I don't want to be, you know, just, you know, that's why Molly doesn't go to Walmart. You know, because she just, all she hears, you know, there's kids running around, and then all there is just parents just yelling and screaming. And, you know, eventually they get so frustrated they just spank him in the ass right in the middle of the aisle. Well, that's, what is that, you know, that's going to do? But I could not imagine, like, at a record store.
Yeah.
That's just
insane. It's ridiculous.
That's a word that she learned behind that curtain when she was in the 18th.
Right. Over. Yeah, because that's what all those DVDs are called.
Why are their pipes called faggots?
You too, faggot.
Right.
So, you know, and it's not always rambunctious little kids. Sometimes it's just misinformed customers who think they know more than me.
Anybody that goes into Co-op Records in Pekin, Dustin's going to take care of you. He's going to help you as much as possible. He's going to be pleasant. But don't even try to, like, go up against him on a... I know more than you know.
I have that conversation too, and you can't argue with them. It's just like, this is their third album. He's right. Like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, for instance, back in March, I had a guy who came in and was convinced that David Bowie was a member of Pink Floyd back in the day.
I don't know if that's right.
Even
I know that.
Yeah, you learn new things every day. It doesn't necessarily mean they're true.
I wonder how that's like affected his, like, throughout his entire life, how that's affected
well,
his life.
And I tried correcting him because he said, do you know who the fifth member of Pink Floyd was? And I was like, I said, David Gilmour, because Syd Barrett was the original singer. He went crazy because he did too much LSD. And David Gilmour came in. He's like, no. Is David Bowie. I'm like, I'm not sure. He's like...
The star?
Yeah. Man? Before he went solo, he was in Pink Floyd.
That's the change you meant.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was David Gilmour, but, you know, what do I know? I'm just the guy behind the counter at the record store.
Selling all the music.
Three-fourths of my life is music, you know, and that's what I deal with every day. That's the environment I'm in every single day. But, yeah, buddy, you're right.
But you don't argue with him, do you, Destin, really?
Well, like those kind of people, no. Like, if it's a young kid... I will try to set them...
Bestow some wisdom.
Yeah,
bestow
like...
wisdom.
I do it so they don't feel like an ass. Like...
You're like a teacher.
Yeah, sometimes people will come in, they'll mispronounce a name.
Professor,
you know, like the DJ Deadmouse. He spells his name DEADMAU5 because... Evidently, that's what you do when you're a dubstep DJ. You substitute letters for numbers.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
So I had a kid come in, and he asked if we had the new Deadmau5. And I was like, oh, do you mean Dead Mouse? And he's like, maybe. And I showed it to him. He's like,
That's very sweet.
So it's like, you know.
Now he can go back
now
to his friends.
Now he won't say around his friends, yeah, man, this new Deadmau5. And then they give him shit.
Right.
And
they call him a faggot.
You say
right, exactly.
They call the faggot and beat up.
Exactly.
No more further faggot remarks. That's,
no.
That's
but you
what
can
you're
tell.
Trying to prevent.
You can tell when someone's like very confident and kind of cocky about what information they think they're giving you that's correct versus someone who's kind of like, do you have the Deadmau5? And they're like, oh, no, a Deadmau5? Yeah. You can read that and tell whether it's...
Yeah.
Speaking of Deadmau5, it looks so much like Mickey, like in his profile, that my daughter used to call him Dead Mickey.
Oh!
Which is not a bad name.
Yeah.
Not a bad name.
It's a little morbid.
Even one time I went into the store and... There was some music playing, and I was like, that voice sounds really familiar.
Oh, yeah, I remember
and,
this.
You know, Dustin could have made me feel like a real asshole, but I was like, that sounds familiar. He was with the other band, blah, blah, blah.
And looked it up, and you were
correct.
We
figured it out together. Yep. We did it together as a team.
He was like, this sounds like the singer for, I can't
Steel
remember.
Driver.
Yeah, and I was like, well, it's Chris Stapleton's solo album, right? Yeah. And I was unfamiliar with the old band, and we looked, and it's like, yeah, well, the reason it sounds like it is because it's that guy.
I knew one part.
Check
he knew
out.
The other part. Together, we made one big part.
Wonder Twin Powers unite.
Can I see you guys touch hands right now? Look at that. Solidarity. Cooperation, fellas. Good work.
And an explosion.
And, do you want another...
how was that? How was viewing that explosion, like, from afar?
Yeah, it was good. It was... explosive, if you will. No, but it felt like I felt a lot of energy coming across the table, zapping together, and that is what caused the explosion.
Wow.
Was your creative collaboration then caused a cloud of
We're kind of like David Bowie.
And Mick Jagger.
And Mick Jagger.
Oh, we're going to dance around homoerotically and do high leg kicks. And
we are a faggot.
We're going to release
pants.
A Pink Floyd album.
See, exactly.
We're going to release a Pink Floyd album.
Okay.
David Bowie was... Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da.
You would think that dancing around the street would be the gayest thing they ever did together.
Dancing
nope.
In the street.
That was so good.
Yeah, okay. See, that's the thing. Like, I'm a bigger Bowie fan, and I'm just used to going Jagger mode. I have to...
Why did you do, like, a hand signal? You're like, I'm just used to going Jagger mode on that.
Is that what Jagger does?
Yeah. Just
two in the pink and one in the stink.
Right.
It's a Shocker
that's called
reference.
The Shocker.
I don't think that's a Jagger.
ShockerEliquid.com.
IBWIP 20.
Promo code.
All right, do you want another one before we sign off?
Yeah, let's do one more.
All right, this next one is a dialogue, verbatim, that I had with a lady, and I'm going to read who says, I will start it out. It starts with the woman.
I want to be the
woman. If I had it printed out,
yeah, I
could.
If only we had that
I'm just saying, on a cold read, you could probably make as much sense as she did. All right, so she comes up and she just goes.
Can you do it in different voices?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Blur.
Yeah, I love it.
You're looking for Blur?
Yeah, is that a thing?
Yeah, there's a Brit pop band called Blur. Are you talking about a song? There's a song? I don't know. It's by that black guy. 2 minutes later, I figure out that she's talking about Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke.
Okay. What? He's not black.
No, he's not.
I guess Pharrell raps in it, or we just hypes in it, honestly.
I thought she meant Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
No. She wanted Blur, but not the band. Didn't know if there was a song.
Wow.
It's by that black guy.
Lady, you're way off course.
Oh, no.
But you know what? I made the sale.
Close the deal.
Oh, yeah.
ABC, baby.
You know that there's something wrong when someone doesn't present you with a sentence or anything and just a...
That's the best.
A syllable.
So, the new phrase was, anytime around the storm. Is that a thing?
Is that a thing? All right. And that is Dustin's segment, Tales.
Tales from Retails.
From Retails.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living. Oh, working for a living.
I jumped the gun.
I like that. That's long. I like that.
Hey,
that
I'll tell you. I was
watching Back to the Future the week he told me about doing the segment. So Huey Lewis was
Huey Lewis,
on
baby.
My mind.
But nobody complimented the engineering of the intro because
it's awesome.
It's cut and
Blake,
you can't tell.
Blake,
listen,
let's hear it again.
Listen, you can't tell where it's cut.
Right there?
It's seamless, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right before that?
Yeah, because it goes straight from the intro into the chorus. Right. The song doesn't...
No, the song goes, and then he just starts talking, singing.
Boom.
And then,
oh.
Yep, so,
yeah. Not unlike my...
That is beautiful.
I'm awesome.
Just like my gutters, completely seamless.
I wish the people that run my daughter's dance studio used you to make their recital music because the cuts in their music
are horrible.
Make me cringe every recital.
You're the guy.
I'm not. I'm not going to do that.
You hook him up.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you're the guy. Make this happen. Make your daughter's recitals watchable.
They're watchable. The best. The best part was when they played Scream by Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, and I was like, it started, and I knew the song, and I was like, oh, are they going to bleep out the fuck? Are they going to let the fuck slip through? They totally let the fuck slip through.
They let the fuck fly?
They let the fuck fly in the and I made a Facebook post or a tweet, and I was like, I think I'm the only person in here that realized it, but I was like, it's coming.
You knew
and
a fuck was landing.
And it came and went, and I don't know if anybody even noticed.
Did it make you want to scream?
Stop pressuring me.
Say you, say me. Say it together, naturally.
Just real quick, just kind of like to just completely screw that up. Okay. I just want to let Shocker E-Liquid and Rocky Top Vapor know that I'm almost out. Sorry. I didn't want to forget. You want to do that again?
Their promo's over. They're done listening to the show.
No, they listened to it all the way through.
Say
the guy on his lawnmower.
Right.
Save me.
They said fuck again, Brandy.
say it together. Naturally.
We let the fox fly. Vape douche.
Vape douche. That's what you saved that one. All right, Jason, what was that Lionel Richie song for?
It was for our segment, affectionately entitled Say You, Say Me, where it's a game that we like to play from time to time, where we team up, and we do it when we have four people, which is most of the time. So we team up in the pairs of two, and we stare each other deep into our eyes, deep into those baby blue irises. Right,
mine are hazel.
I was going to say, I've got blue eyes.
Mine are hazel.
Right on green. Through. I have green as well.
So I'm the only one here with the blue. So we're all looking at me.
Yeah.
What color are your eyes?
Hazel.
They look blue from here.
It depends on what I wear.
Isn't that funny?
Sometimes they're green, sometimes they're blue.
Hey, you know what? God works in mysterious ways, right?
How do you think I got Molly?
So we stare deep into our rods and cones of each other.
Upside down.
And upside down, that's right. And
look
at
your face like... Rods and cones.
Rods and cones.
Yeah, I didn't know what that meant.
A science class here. We're educating.
It was so cute. You're just like, huh?
And we count down from three. 3, 2, 1.
Contact.
And then contact. And then we learn. Then we take the afternoon off and learn on PBS.
Are we ever going to play this game?
Well, I would like to.
Okay.
We say a word. And then after the word is said, we go 3, 2, 1 again. And then we keep going and going until we say the same word at the same time. If there's any hesitation, you're out. And if you do it at the same time, then you both win. And then the rules become obscure from there.
Okay. Why don't you... Who's going to be the teams? Did you decide?
Oh, who's got... What color are you guys?
Blue.
And yours are green?
Green.
Mine are green as well. I think this is a Highlander situation where there can be only one.
Oh.
So I will go with you.
All right.
And if you want to go with Dustin...
We're going together?
He's exclusive right now, but I can try to break him up.
So, I'm a polygamist now.
you've played, right?
I played.
And so, Dustin, you've played too.
Yes.
Okay.
So Heather and I partnered up last time.
Oh, we epic lost. Well, I epic lost.
So you and I will go.
Yeah.
And you understand the rules in their entirety?
Yes.
Okay, because now that you understand the rules, you cannot ask any questions.
I'm done. Not a question to be asked.
Okay, ready?
Are you guys going first?
We got to count down together.
Okay.
How about I count down?
I think we're supposed to count down.
Right? For yourselves?
For ourselves, okay. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it'll be better. All right. Are we going to do 1, 2, 3, shoot?
3, 2, 1, then the word.
Okay, gotcha.
Ready?
Okay. 3, 2, 1,
tomato.
Hair. 3, 2, 1,
pasta.
Lunch?
I think you hesitated.
Okay.
So that
Does
was
that mean
a,
you
that,
win?
That was a quick round.
It was a quick round. I'm sorry. I got very thrown off by tomato.
I was thinking angel hair pasta tomato. That was my line of thinking.
All right.
I would have gone ketchup.
Okay.
Ketchup?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot you're supposed to find the word in the middle. All right.
Yeah. Well, hold on a second.
What?
What did you think the game was?
You just say random words.
Say something in the middle.
I didn't think about the strategy. I'm willing to
let them try again since Heather didn't under.
I wasn't allowed to ask questions. So I think we should be able to.
You want to go again?
Yeah.
Blake, will you permit it?
Dustin?
You are the podcasting god.
It was my idea, so.
Okay, well,
I'll concede.
Aw, you guys are beautiful.
I think Dustin's okay with the
beautiful
idea.
Beautiful competitors.
No, not right, anymore. Right. I changed my mind.
Okay.
No, okay. It's
ready?
Okay.
All right.
Three, two, one, trampoline. Record. Say record?
Yeah.
Okay.
Three, two, one,
round.
Circle.
Ooh.
Three, two, one,
CD.
Ball. 3, 2, 1,
sports.
You guys are right, okay. right. You guys are walking around the edge of it.
Okay, sports and play.
Sports and play.
All right. I think I have it.
We're not going to get it this time. Okay. I know.
Three, two, one.
Exercise.
ESPN?
Okay.
All right. The middle of exercise and ESPN.
Oh, what is that?
Olivia Newton-John.
Three, two, one.
Running. Olivia Newton-John. I know I should have said. I said running though.
Running with Olivia Newton-John does not count.
All right.
Hold on.
What is that? I don't remember. Okay.
Three, two, one.
Leg
physical.
Warmers. No, oh, that's what I meant to do.
Three, two, one. Music
jazzercise.
Video.
Jazzercise.
3, 2, 1. VHS.
Physical?
3, 2, 1. Body by Jake.
This is going so far. What is Body by Jake?
He had his own show on the Family Channel.
Done before the 2-hour mark.
All right.
What, I said Body by Jake.
I said Grease.
Okay.
Body by Jake and Grease. Hold on. Let me think for a second.
Somebody's order is up.
What is his name? Okay.
You can say previous things, too.
I can say previous things? Yeah. Okay. The Body by Jake and what was the other one
physical.
That I said? Physical.
Three, two, one.
Olivia Newton-John. Boom! Wow. What?
There they go.
There we go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Success.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Oh, well, I think that was over 100 goes, so we're not breaking any records today.
Mm-mm.
All right, Dustin.
But green eyes still win. Green eyes didn't lie.
Green eyes think alike, I think is the saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Shocker.
What did you say, Blake?
I said Bob.
Bob and Shocker.
Bob.
Shocker Bob.
Blake is giving a mean stare.
He's staring into my blue eyes.
What does it mean? What does it mean?
3, 2, 1.
E-liquid.
What did you say, Dustin?
Wick.
Wick and E-liquid. From the very get-go, you guys are dancing around it.
1, 3. Two, no. Oh, okay.
Three,
I'm sorry.
3, 2, 1.
Wet.
Oh, no.
Bam! That's
how
you do it.
That was impressive.
Well, no one necessarily hesitated.
No.
Should we just do the other two now?
Sure.
The electricity was palpable between the two of you, by the way.
It's because we...
Very good.
That's what happens.
You guys easily won that round because of the fewer number of times it took you to get there.
Yes. That's how the game works.
We didn't have... While we did ours, the listener didn't have to flip over the laser disc. All right. So now we're teams now then? Jason and Dustin?
Yeah, let's us go.
All right.
Good, okay. you're on the same camera angle. That makes it easier.
Awesome.
For me.
There you go. Nice.
Okay. Hold on. Let me think here. Okay.
Three, two, one. Haircut.
Retail. I swear to God, I was going to say haircut. God damn it! That could have been one.
I know, because we both got one today.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Been...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
I'm not a Christian. What are you talking about?
Your dad would roll over in his alive grave if you heard that.
You used to do tap dance.
I think he was he was more of
I was a tap dance
free
star.
Flow ballet modern.
He was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Interpretive dance.
Okay.
So haircut and
and retail.
Hey Heather, do you think he was a bad carpenter? Do you think that's why he didn't fulfill that destiny?
Three, two, one. Cost cutters.
Damn it! Hold on. I know it. If you know it, ready?
Okay. Three, two, one. Haircuttery.
Sports clips. Shit. How many shitty places are there to get your haircut?
Three, two, one. Mel's
barber
Unlimited
shop.
Barber.
Mel's Unlimited? What the fuck? Am I going to say Mel's Unlimited?
That's where I got my haircut before. I thought we were going to just do a joke. We were just going to keep naming barber shops for
fun. Haircuttery, okay. Sports clips, and what was it? Great clips. That's all I know.
Okay. All right.
So Mel's, and what did I say? Barbershop?
Yeah. All right.
Ugh.
Huh?
All right.
Huh?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Salon. Scissors. Salon and scissors.
Okay.
Okay. You get it?
No.
We're not going to get it this time. He's thinking. He's pulling it down. It's getting closer.
Jesus, you guys.
Three, two, one.
Conditioner.
Grandma.
I was just about to go.
Grandma, they can't get it right.
Okay, I've got it. Ready?
What was yours?
A grandma
and conditioner. All right, you ready? I know what this is.
All right.
Three, two, one. Blue
perm.
Hair.
Damn it!
That's
that
right
was
there.
My second one. Okay. All right.
See you.
See you.
Three, two, one.
Hairnet. Aquanet and hairnet. Can we count that?
That's a happy. It's a havesies.
It's a havesies.
Talking about my daughter.
No. Right,
Aquanet and hairnet.
Okay. Three, two, one. Lunch lady.
Oh, I would have said lunch lady too.
See, damn. I'm still synced up with
okay.
him.
Our periods too.
Three.
Hey, thanks.
Three.
Really
what?
Here's Molly. Molly,
hey,
touch
hey,
my hair.
Look,
real quick.
Look. Look at him. Look at him. It's crazy.
You can name me if you want. You can rename.
I think she
Locks
says
of
the same thing to the boxer.
It takes
same
a lot.
Tone.
What did you even say?
I said shampoo, and you said
lunch lady. So lunch lady shampoo.
I'm going on a limb here. Three, two, one. Chris Farley.
Yeah, you win. Because I hesitated.
All right. So well,
hesitation.
Okay. The two of you now.
All right. Well, let's just show you how to play, Heather. Let's look deep into each other's eyes.
All right. I'm ready.
Oh, we'll wait till Jason wants to come back to the show here.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Here we go.
Eli says that Jason looks like a different man.
I assure you, I am the same man.
All right. Three, two, one. IBWIP.
What? Yeah. On one?
On,
you guys are the winners. That's it. We can't do it. That's
Eli,
it.
Eli, go ahead and hit the bell.
Oh, that feels good. Eli got a job at Excel?
Wow, a lot has changed in a month.
So I think Blake is a super winner because he was successful in both. Say you know, say me.
Say it together. I like that game. You know why I like it? Because I'm good at it.
Very good at it. It was a successful last round.
It reminds me of something my grandfather used to say. Whatever you're good at, do it all the time. And masturbating and playing Say You Say Me. Dustin, why don't you lay it out for us? What's going dizown?
Okay. Well, episode 205 of Finger of Fudge, which I'm looking at Blake's Shocker e-liquid t-shirt as I say it. It is now available. Episode 206, Facebook Vortex, is also available. So make sure you download both of those. Look us up on all the available sources. I listen to podcasts when I mow my lawn. It passes the time. It's something funny.
How do you listen to it?
On my headphones.
Through what device?
Just on my iPhone. I just pull up the podcast thing.
So are you going to go and go look up the song Inside and Out and subscribe to it?
Exactly.
Good. And then
I walk around, you know, laughing when I listen to IBWIP, and my neighbors think I'm weird because I'm mowing the lawn laughing.
Join the club.
You see that boy over there? He's mowing his lawn. He's laughing. Blake, come over here.
Who's this? Who is this talking right now?
It's Grandma. How you guys doing? Grandma here.
Grandma? Oh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Grandma.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, Grandma.
Ah, Dustin, you are so cute.
He's a weird guy, laughing, mowing his lawn. I don't know why. Nothing funny about grass.
I smoke some grass, but I don't appreciate him wearing that shirt. It makes me look bad as a grandma.
All right, take the shirt off, Dustin. You heard her.
Oh, no, don't take the shirt off. Dustin, go ahead and keep doing them jokes.
Okay, well, episode 208, it's our next episode, and it is inevitably titled The Real House Knives of Cutlery County.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, and it will be released on Friday, July 24th. And also on, A&E or whatever channel those shows are on.
Discovery.
And don't forget, Monday, July 20th, is Moon Day. So,
like a butt.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Dropping trowel on July 20th. Moon Day is supposed to celebrate when man first walked all over the moon's face. However, conspiracy theorists would have you believe that we didn't walk on the moon's face at all. But it's actually its butt. We walked on the moon's butt.
It's funny.
That's good.
I wrote that. It's funny.
And also, Wednesday, July 22nd is Hammock Day. Did you know that the hammock claims the pride of over 2,500 overweight men and women each year? The more you know.
That's good stuff. Good stuff.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions, or we'll cut off what's left of Jason's hair, and we'll hang him with it.
There was written before I got a haircut.
Yep. So as I said, we're going to shave his head and use the trimmings.
All right. So
elaborate string.
Remember, Blake at IBWIP, or yeah. Go ahead and tweet. What's the hashtag we're going to use?
Hashtag rename Jason.
Okay. So what is Jason's new nickname going to be? We need a new one. So if you are selected to the...
Locks of Like.
Locks of Like?
That's not going to win.
So tweet us with that hashtag. Send us an email. We'll choose the winner. They'll get a autographed before after picture and some of Jason's hair.
Actual hair.
Actual hair.
It might be illegal to send hair through the mail. I don't know.
They don't ask that.
No way.
They never ask that. They never say. They say liquid perishable. They don't say hair.
Yeah, they don't say hair.
Hair stuffs.
Is hair perishable?
It does. It does deteriorate over time.
Life.
Unfortunately, yeah, it's
just life.
Hashtag life.
So definitely subscribe to IBWIP on iTunes as well as the song Inside and Out. Dustin's going to do it in between the break. Jason already has. I know he has. Do you use iTunes? You don't use iTunes.
No,
you?
I just go to the website.
What? All right. You just go to the website?
Mm-hmm.
I do when I'm at work. I just listen to it from the website.
Oh, all right. Well,
I like a little. I made it into like a little shortcut on my smartphone. And I just go to it. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much, Dustin, for coming back to the show.
Yep.
And it's good to have you back.
Good to be back.
And I can't wait to talk to more about your grandma on the next episode.
Oh, no.
I can wait.
You can? It's not really your grandma. It just reminds me of a grandma.
Gotcha.
All right. I don't want you to...
It's okay.
He just said, it's okay. Heather.
Jason. I mean, like, whatever your name is.
The hats messed her up.
I know.
That was not it. Get the hell out of town.
No, it wasn't it at all.
Your journalism is on point.
Thank you.
You're a great partner to have on Say You Say Me.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you're just a delight.
What am I, chop liver?
Blake, is he or is he not chopped liver?
No, he's not.
Okay.
And Jason, I think you look adorable. My man crush is back on.
All right.
Oh,
I bet you $100 that you have more sex in the next 3 months than you've had in the last six.
I have an off-air story about that.
Oh.
Off air.
All right. Well, folks, it's been great.
Off air.
It's been great tonight.
The lady that got his hair fucked afterwards.
Nice.
Well,
in the chair.
No, that didn't happen. It wasn't the lady.
He made sure his daughter left.
We should before we go read the. I sent my mother a picture of you with
during the show during the reveal
during the reveal, and said it finally happened, and she wrote, "Who is that good looking fella? Is it? No, it can't be the one and only." Hashtag, my mom used hashtag, locks of love, Jason.
I can't even use a hashtag correctly. Your mom's schooling me hardcore.
Well, she used it on a text, so it doesn't really count. But thank you, everybody, for listening. We love doing this show, and we love that you support us. And hopefully you do support us, because we need all the support we can get.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. On Facebook, I'm telling you, and we've talked about this before, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
I post something.
Yeah, they limit
who sees it. We need you
it.
To share it, because I'm posting the link straight to the video or straight to... the podcast, not enough people are going to see it.
It pops up in mine because I like enough of your stuff.
You have to share it. Please, please share it. Please share it so you can tell the world.
All right. Boy, oh boy. Great show, guys. Anyone want to get in a quick game of hide and seek before we go to our houses and cry ourselves to sleep? Anyone?
I love hide and seek. Good night, folks.
I'm in.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Quit talking to my grandpa, Blake.
Oh, that's what I should do. I just start doing grandpa.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.